You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A couple of enhanced odds here as well. Jordan Ayew to score in a Villa win is 14-1 from 10s, and Diego Costa to score in a Chelsea win is 2-1. That was 7-5. We'll start with you, Derek. Aston Villa without a manager now, 6 without a winning as well. Well, 6 straight defeats, in fact. They take on a Chelsea side who are 4 without a win in all competitions, but they should be beating Villa here, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the one thing you can say in Aston Villa's favour. They've got no manager. I mean, Remy Gard's gone and he's taken a sensible haircut with him. I mean, it was a disaster there, and they've had a string of disasters, you know, in recent times. And who knows who's going to be their new manager. I would suggest Nigel Pearson would be the man for them now, because they need to, you know, they're going down in the Championship. We all know that. We knew that back in about October. They need to come up again before they, you know, they suffer the decline of other once big clubs like Leeds, for instance. So I would go for Pearson, and in this game, I'm going for Chelsea. Now, listen, you're backing a team here away from home at 1-2 with nothing to play for, and you should never, ever do that unless they're playing Aston Villa. I can't think of a thing in Aston Villa's favour here. Yes, sometimes when a manager goes and they're placing, there's a new boy coming in, we'll raise our game, but I don't think Villa are capable of, to be honest. If backing 1-2 pokes with nothing to play for away from home is not your bag, and it shouldn't be, well, why not Diego Costa to score and Chelsea to win a 2-1? Why shouldn't that happen?
Just looking at the website that I'm looking at with the stats and stuff, apparently Diego Costa is suspended.
He can't be, surely. A man who behaves as well as he does, he can't be suspended.
I can't remember what did he...
I'm still putting that bet up anyway, I still fancy it.
Yeah, well, I'm presuming that what they'll do is they'll just replace that. They'll replace Costa. I don't know if they'll replace him with Remy, maybe.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's another bet I did like the look of before. It's for the score to be 2-0 at any stage, 23-20. Villa ain't going to score, and Chelsea will win by more than one. So, yeah, match to be 2-0 at any point, 23-20, I'll go for that one.
Yourself, Lee, what do you make of this? I mean, as well as Villa losing, well, sacking their manager and being bottom of the table and 6 without a win, they've also got a bit of trouble with Gabby Agbonlahor in the press this morning as well. He's not going to be in the squad because he's been... caught smoking a shisha pipe.
Look, nothing more can go wrong for Villa. They're down. You know, the players have accepted they're down. You know, barring Robbie's Derby team and that Sunderland team who did atrociously that year, this is the worst Premier League performance ever. And it doesn't look like it's going to get much better, does it? You know, if you're looking for a bad run to end, you're looking for them to not be getting smashed by people. All right, they only went to Swansea and lost 1-0. But they are conceding, you know, too many goals. So, look, they might get a reaction, the fact that the manager's gone, but I don't think so. What Derek says is absolutely spot on, though, about Chelsea. It's very difficult to bring yourself, given the season that they've had, it's very difficult to bring yourself to have a bet on them at that price. They've got literally got nothing to play for. I mean, they can amass 65 points if they were to win every game from here to the end of the season. But why would they be that keyed up for that? They've got Aston Villa away, Swansea away. I think they'll be more kind of keyed up for the big games where, you know, maybe they can have an effect on the title. So they've got Man City at home. They've got Tottenham at home. They've got Liverpool away. I know that won't have an effect on the title. That's the last game of the season, which, you know, the players might get up for if there's something to play for in terms of league positions. Not even bothered about climbing the league for money, are they? Because they don't really need it. You can't imagine the players going, yeah, no, let's try and finish 8th rather than 9th to get that extra bonus in our wage packet. So I do think they'll win. I tend to agree with Derek in that it's very hard to go for. There's a quirky bet here. Branislav Ivanovic has scored more goals against Aston Villa than any other team. And if they do win and win well, and it's it's a game where they're in, you know, they've got plenty of chances, 11-2 any time for a quirky little mug bet. I'll stick that up. Ivanovic to score. Carry on that quirky run against Villa at 11-2.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.